If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
The Mind Aware 548.
How would you like an easy way to reinforce your mantras? If so, then why not make your password your mantra? Get Dana's list of 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. This is a list of 100 secure mantra passwords in the categories of wealth, love, travel, and fitness. Get 100 mantra passwords for free at danawild.com/mantrapassword. Imagine how many times a day you type your password. What better way to reinforce your mantra? Get your free list of 100 mantra passwords at danawild.com/mantrapassword.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that. Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, hello, and welcome to the show. It is so good to have you here. And I have a request that came in from a listener that I think, even though the situation is maybe different from what we've experienced, most of us can identify with the feelings that are expressed. So I'd like to read the whole email that came in. Here's what it says. My husband died unexpectedly 2.5 years ago, and I became the sole steward of a large holding and the rescue livestock and domestic animals. While trying to keep this together, I've been dealing with overwhelming grief. One of my huge beliefs is that I cannot make decisions on my own. I lived at home until I was married at 22, and that has been my life for 50 years. Well, since you've been coming into my reality, I'm learning to change my thinking. A good example is this coronavirus. I had a couple of bad days where I thought I cannot be here all by myself without human contact and do everything and never have any company. Then your teaching started chiming into my head and I said to myself, you only believe this because you keep thinking this. So I started changing my thinking and the new belief came that not only can I do this, I can do it well. I'm doing remarkable. I work outside a lot with my 6 dogs playing around me and giving me unconditional love. All the extensive reading I've done on healing was just not getting to the core. I was stuck in false beliefs that I could not do this alone, and so I'm so, so, so grateful that you showed up in my life. I have been reading the ebook, and I could really use a suggestion here. In the months after my husband died, I started losing my hair until I'm bald. I know that the probable cause of such extreme reaction is due to the shock of going from a very comfortable income when my husband was still working to now living on my pensions. I'm managing my money well, and here's another one of those thoughts creating beliefs. I'm constantly worrying if anything big happened financially that I would not be able to pay for it. I've created this terrible stressful belief, and it is keeping my hair from growing back. I cannot go out to the work due to the animal responsibilities, and I feel incredibly vulnerable, and I don't feel safe. Could you please suggest a mantra statement for me? Okay, really very, very nice email explaining where you're at. And I think all of us here in the Train Your Brain Sandbox want to give you a big round of applause and some jazz hands for overcoming the limiting belief that you had, catching yourself, busting yourself, training your brain, changing the way you feel. And that's fantastic. And the cool thing about Train Your Brain is that whatever you experience and implement Train Your Brain in one area of your life, it's the exact same steps in any other area of your life. Let me start by saying you're good at this. You already know how to do this. You've already proven that you know how to do this because you took the feeling of not feeling that you could be safe or that you could make decisions and that you could do this on your own, and you changed it to a feeling of that you were capable. And when you changed the feeling and started feeling more capable, you started having more joy, and all of us can envision you outside playing with those six dogs, and everybody else is like me, that gives you a big old warm fuzzy feeling just thinking about that. You have a similar situation here. I tend to do a lot of things through logic. I tend to logic things out in my head, and then I take the logic that I've determined and I use that as the core of the brain training. And I know you've been reading the book, so you understand the power of the body. We have the cases in the book about people with dissociative identity disorder who, even in the same body, one personality, a person with multiple personalities, one person can drink orange juice and be perfectly fine, and another personality can drink orange juice and break out in hives. So we know that the mind is creating this split. The mind is creating this ability for us to believe something so strongly that even our bodies react to it. Now, when you're having an experience physically that's not a result that you want, it's sometimes challenging to believe that. And the nice thing about the situation that you're experiencing now is that it gives you an opportunity to try your brain training in an area that will cause you to have to give up looking for a result. And so I'm not sure if that was even proper grammar, so let me come back around and explain what I'm talking about. One of the biggest mistakes people make with brain training is they say their mantra and then they look for a result. So they'll say a mantra like, money's flowing to me, money's flowing to me, and then they'll look around and go, oh, it's not working. Or, I'm losing weight, I love my new body, and then they look around and they go, oh, it's not working. So you have a case here where your hair is not going to grow back in one day. So you're not going to be able to look for results and feel good. What you're going to have to do is train your brain to feel good and not care about the results, but just care about feeling good. And train your brain about your body's ability to regenerate. Have you ever heard that statistic out there that every cell in our body regenerates and is brand new every 7 years? So like virtually every 7 years, we have brand new bodies because every cell is regenerating. And if you've been following the work of Dr. Bruce Lipton, and if you haven't, I highly recommend going out and getting his books. The Biology Belief is one of my favorites. And his work is showing that every cell in our body actually has what we would consider like a little brain. The membrane around the cells are communicating with each other. It's like each cell is autonomous and has its own little brain. And each cell in our body has its own desire to feel good and to be healthy and to be strong and to regenerate and to help our bodies be the best they can be and regenerate things. Think about how your nails grow so easily and how our body, if we have a cut, we cut our finger, we don't have to say a mantra for that cut to go away. It just automatically heals itself. We don't even have to think about it. And all of those cells just go to work and they heal that cut and they grow your fingernails. And they make changes in your body for the positive that we don't even notice. Think about how easily we breathe and our hearts beat. And we're just such miraculous creatures. Like, it's so amazing that all of this happens outside of our awareness because all of these cells are so eager to regenerate and do the right thing and be right by us and make us healthy and make us strong and help us to be the best that we can be. And so if I were you, that is the story I would tell in relationship to your hair growing back. The most challenging thing that we all face as brain trainers when we want an outcome is not hanging on to that outcome and not focusing on that outcome. And so if it were me and I were in your situation, I would focus on the outcome. of how good I feel and how beautiful I feel and how my body is working together, each cell in my body, to regenerate itself, and how that shows up in so many different ways, how my body regenerates my nails and heals scar tissue and heals cuts, and how it helps my hair to grow, and how I'm allowing this wellness to come to me now, and how I'm allowing more and more in, and how it feels so good to allow my body to do its work, and how I like the idea of letting my body heal itself, and that healing is showing up in so many different ways. It shows up in little ways and it shows up in big ways. And I like the idea of being healthy and strong, and working out here with the animals and running around proves that, and releasing this stress feels so good. I'm doing this work and it's releasing the stress, and I can see the stress release happening through all of the different ways, physically and emotionally. And I can tell the better I feel, the more my hair grows, the more my nails grow, the better I feel, the straighter I stand up, the better I feel, I can feel myself making good choices for myself. I know that feeling good is my first stop. It feels so nice to know that if I just make the priority feeling good, the cells of my body take care of everything else. I like the idea of feeling good and releasing stress and knowing that the result just shows itself automatically. And I think maybe you'll see that with this kind of talk, this isn't just about your hair, and this isn't just about the stress or the body's capability for healing. This is about every area of your life. When you start to really realize that the number one stop is feeling good, you can also apply this to your safety and to your finances and knowing I'm safe. Saying those things to yourself, like, I like that I'm feeling more and more safe. I like that I'm trusting in the outcome. I like that I can trust that things always unfold for my highest good. I believe in my core that things are meant for my highest good, and I trust that when I focus on good feeling thoughts, and I trust that when I focus on that I am safe and that I'm well and that life is unfolding fine for me, and that I've done a good job of dealing with my grief and not denying my feelings but moving through my feelings. And it feels so good that after all these years of life, I feel like I'm becoming a better and better emotional manager. And I like the idea of managing my emotions, not denying my emotions. I like the idea that I can recognize them and move past them and know that as I get to be a better emotional manager, more flows to me in the way of physical health, in the way of financial health, in the way of feeling safe, and knowing that at the core of all of it is feeling good and having that faith and that trust that things unfold for my higher good. And saying those sentences like, I feel safe, I feel safe. It feels nice to be autonomous. It feels nice to be strong. It feels nice to be doing this on my own. I feel for the first time like I'm standing on my own two feet, and that feels so good. And I trust that I'm helped in so many ways that I can see and that I can't see. There's so much support for me that I can see and that I can't see. And I know that support is there, and it feels so good to know it. And I know that I'm finding new words and new ways to feel better all the time. So I think you've got a foundation here, and you know what to do. And this is like most of us with brain training. We've got the foundation, and we know what to do. And so now it's just practice, right? So I hope I've given you some ideas for some different mantras or different rants or way to say different things. But all in all, to be completely honest, I think you didn't even need this show because you're already on your way. You're already doing it. You're already practicing. You're already a brain trainer, and you've already got this. I'm able and capable and willing and ready and able, and I want it, and I'm capable of it, and I'm willing and able and ready.
Am I giving to a taker? Red light, red light, red light. We are all worms, but I do believe that I am a glowworm.
The opposite of self-doubt is clarity.
It's that moment of choice.
The big thing I'll tell you is it's your mindset.
Oh, that is good. I love the bribe.
That's going to sort itself out.
Happy where I am and ready for more.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.